We've been hanging out in Principle 7 for a while, been wandering a bit, and we've got to the end of Principle 7. So we can read inside what we have here. It says the four main stages of spiritual development correspond to the four letters of the divine name: Yud and He and Vav and He. So these four letters are the holiest divine name that we have in the Torah. We learned that all the divine names that we have countless divine names. Every divine name represents a level of experiencing God, an aspect of divine experience. And every name roots into this name of these four letters of Yud and He and Vav and He. We learned that the whole interface between our physical and spiritual reality, from the desire to give goodness to creation, which is the highest place we begin to talk about, until us becoming able to experience all of that goodness in the ultimate way, is encoded in these four letters. These four letters contain like the spiritual blueprint at the source of reality. So, in more detail, these four letters are expanded to describe what are called 10 sefirot, 10 aspects of, say, consciousness that is called the tree of life, the Eitz HaChayim. Each of those 10 aspects contain all 10, so there's 100, which then contain all 10, and on. It's an infinitely complex, the deeper we go, mapping of the spiritual roots of reality. We have in the holy books of the Kabbalah from the high spiritual masters who have been experiencing on a very deep way this inner blueprint of reality. We have mapped out thousands of pages of spiritual wisdom, of understandings of this process that we're going through and how it's working on a deep way. The deep books of Kabbalah are going, it's like, you know, beyond a nuclear physics mapping of the details of the complex interface between desire to receive and desire to give, and how all of that is working its way through. So here we're seeing how these four letters correspond to these four stages of spiritual development that we've just been discussing. It's very beautiful how these four stages correspond to these four letters. The more we learn about the inner workings and what the letters represent, to see how such a simplicity of the depth of what's being expressed here in this transformation of these four stages that we're going through is beautiful. So here, I'm going to read them through here. I'm going to read from the bottom up because that will be from where we're beginning our spiritual development until our completing our spiritual development. So we'll start with the last letter of the divine name. The letter He corresponds with receiving to receive, right? That's where we begin, wanting to get. The second to last letter, the next letter up, the letter Vav corresponds with giving to receive. That's our spiritual work. In the highest manifestation of this, it's our doing spiritual work and giving to other people in order to attain a higher desire of wanting to truly give, of truly being able to love beyond ourselves. Which brings us to the next letter up, the letter He. This is the same letter as the first letter, as the last letter, the one we started with at the bottom, but now it's in its elevated state. The letter He here, as it appears in the as the second letter of the divine name, corresponds with giving to give. That's a level of reaching the state of pure giving, truly loving outside of ourselves, the state of Mashiach, the state of unconditional love. And then the first letter of the divine name, the letter Yud, corresponds with receiving to give. Finally be able to receive all of the divine goodness in the state of giving. So the state of giving to give, the upper He, is the state of Tikkun Olam, the state of the fixing of the world, which allows us to come to the final state of receiving to give, represented by the Yud of God's name. The Yud, the top letter, represents are experiencing all of the divine goodness that we're here to experience. That letter hey that's next to it, that upper hey, when we're in that state of giving to give, which it represents, then we're connected to the yud. We're touching it, which means we're able to experience it. When we've reached a state of giving to give, then we're able to experience all the goodness that's represented by the yud. If we're in the hey in its lower manifestation, the last letter, same letter, but as it's fallen down, where it's receiving to receive, only wanting to get. So that last letter hey of the divine name is disconnected from the yud. It's not able to experience it. When we're only wanting to get for ourselves, we're not able to experience all of the goodness that we're here to experience, which is represented by the yud. And the vav, the letter between the two heys, represents the Torah, or all of our spiritual work to raise up our receiving to receive to the place of giving to give. Right? That vav represents giving to receive. All of our spiritual work of giving and doing spiritual work to receive that higher state of purely giving. So our inner transformation in its most basic, simple expression is expressed here so beautifully and simply in the four letters of the divine name. And the more we learn about what each of these letters represent in deeper learnings of Kabbalah, we see how it's so beautiful how it corresponds like this. The four letters are really the spiritual blueprint that we learned that everything is fitting into. There's the four letters, and then there's the tip of the yud, the tip of the first letter, which represents the source of everything, our divine source. So we talk about really five main aspects. There's four letters and the tip of the yud, the source. So those five aspects are five aspects of what we could say is our vessel of experience that are ultimately filled with five aspects of the light, five aspects of our divine experience. So the idea I want to try to bring out here is we're talking about our universal soul that's going through this whole process together. So we could imagine, like, let's say, like, this is the vessel, or this is the desire to receive of our universal soul. So there's five aspects, the higher aspects, and then going down to the five. There's the tip of the yud, the hey, the vav, and the hey. Now, the higher letters of the divine name are more refined aspects of ourself, and the lower letters are the more coarse aspects of ourself. More the place of ourself that's in divine union, and then aspects of ourself that are more separated because of our desire to receive. So when we're talking in terms of our universal soul, so the very first generations, the early generations of coming out into the world, we learn we're like the highest aspects of our universal soul. The most refined aspects that were coming out. The spiritual masters of the past, of thousands of years ago, on some level were very, very generally like souls, like very, very high souls. It's hard for us to even comprehend what levels of just of vessels of experience that these actual souls were that were coming into the world at that time. All parts of ourselves, but very high parts of ourselves. Now, when those very, very high souls are coming out into the world, so then the divine light starts to come into the world. Now, the divine light, divine experience, also has five levels of experience that correspond to the five aspects of the vessel. We call the five levels of the light and experience, we call these levels of soul experience, we call them from the bottom, we call them nefesh, ruach, neshama, Chaya Yechida. Five levels of soul experience. So the idea I'm trying to get to here is that when the very early generations of souls, as they come out, when the divine light begins to come in, so only the lower aspect of the light is actually coming in to those very, very high souls. And as our souls start to go through the generations to come, all those more coarse aspects of ourselves start to come out into the world. All the parts of ourselves that we haven't yet been able to transform and raise up to their higher levels. as those are coming into the world. So every generation, as we're going on in the world, we're getting more and more coarse aspects of our souls coming out. We're more and more working in the dirt. We're going down to raise up parts of ourselves that we haven't raised up yet. And as we're coming down now to the end of the souls coming out, to where we're completing our transformation, the souls that are in the world right now are the parts of ourselves that are, of course, we're fixing up what hasn't been fixed until now. But since every generation, as we're more and more elevating the parts of ourselves, so the light is coming in more and more and more and more. So now, although we're like the lower aspects of the souls that are working right now, but the highest levels of light are now coming into the system, because all of this is the system. Which means that the idea I'm trying to bring out is that right now, in some ways, we're dealing in the lowest levels that we have to bring up. It's like what we're dealing with now is like really like low, dirty work that we're having to rectify. But the divine light that's becoming into the world right now and being experienced by us as we're working on this is divine light that's never come into the world before. Levels of divine experience that are exalted. If somebody is just a little bit not well, so they'll get better. If somebody is more sick, so they take some medicine. See a doctor. If somebody is, God forbid, very, very ill, so they need to go to a very big doctor or take very, very strong medicine. So we learned that our generation right now, the souls that are coming into the world, all the aspects that haven't been able to been dealt with until now, in some ways, spiritually, our generation is very sick. I mean, we can just look at the world. We have billions of people, so many caring only for themselves and all the wars and so much suffering of the whole purpose is to get to the place where all the billions of people in the world are truly loving each other as we love ourselves and even more. So look where we are now in the world, basically in the intensive care unit. We're spiritually on the ground in an emergency situation. So our generation right now, we need the highest like lights to come into the world. That's why it's set up that way, that the highest lights are coming into the world, coming into consciousness to enable us to reach our transformation. Our time right now, in some ways, we're dealing in the lowest spaces of what we have here to fix. But the spiritual light that's coming into reality right now, coming into the world, coming into our consciousness, if we can become receptive to it, is the highest. That every moment there's coming in higher and higher and higher levels of consciousness that have never even been accessible in the world before. So it's an amazing time we're in. And part of all of this spiritual learning becoming so clearly accessible to us is all part of the transformation. Okay, so we'll end here for now, and God willing, next time, go on to principle 8.